I want to talk about the potential disasters that that you envision. What are the more likely scenarios? And the one I want to start with is the one that's sort of toward the end of the book, and that is discussing the possibility of nuclear problems, potential Chernobyls. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, the there's something like 442 nuclear power plants in the world, and we tend to assume that these plants are pretty safe because, after all, Chernobyl was a few decades ago, and Fukushima this year just happened because of a, you know, a tidal wave and a huge earthquake. And we assume, well, you know, those are extenuating circumstances. But the reality is that all of these nuclear reactors in the world are dependent on a stable grid in order to keep themselves cooled. So let me explain what I mean by that. Every nuclear reactor, or most all of them except for the Chernobyl design, which they decided was not so hot because it blew up just a few months after starting, they have these things called fuel rods inside the reactor, and they're highly radioactive. And the fuel rods, if left alone beside each other, end up with a chain reaction that goes out of control and burns them up and explodes, like what happened in Fukushima. So they have these other things called control rods that are like fingers that interweave with each other. There's fuel rods interwoven with control rods, and they control a reaction by moving the control rods in and out to slow down the reaction so it doesn't burn up and blow up like happened in Fukushima. So all of these reactors are designed so that when there's a failure condition, like they're all of a sudden the grid has gone down, that the control rods slam into the fuel rods and it slows the reaction down. Problem is, even though it slowed down a lot, within 8 hours, if there's no coolant in there that's circulating, they're going to burn up and melt down and start exploding like happened in Fukushima. Well, normally these are made with backup diesel generators, so if the grid is down and there's a control failure, then it starts slowing itself down, and normally these big giant diesel generators kick in, and they keep coolant flowing in there, and they keep it from going critical and blowing up like Fukushima did. Well, problem is that, say we had a big solar storm, you know, a really big solar storm, like bigger than we've had in a long time, like the one we had back in 1921. Well, that solar storm would induce thousands of volts and thousands of amps in all of the power lines around North America and South America, pretty much anywhere except for the tropical zones. And these would cook the grid as we know it. So suddenly, you'd have a loss of grid, and all of these reactors, almost all these reactors around the world, will start shutting down, and their control rods will slam in, and their diesel generators will kick on. And the problem is that these places only have a week's worth of fuel. So if you've got a huge meltdown like would happen in a big solar storm, and these things happen fairly often in geological time, like every 70 years on the average, we get a huge one. Problem is that the last one happened in 1921. In 1921, the world was just electrified a little here and there. There was no big power grid, the interconnected. There was no microelectronics like there are today, which is extremely sensitive to the voltage and power fluctuations of these solar storms. So the world was, like, pretty stable. So when they had a big, giant solar storm in 1921, all it did was it burned down some telegraph stations and it burned down a couple of power stations around the world. But, you know, it was kind of no big deal because the world was used to getting by without electricity anyways. But today, if it was to happen, then suddenly we'd have perhaps 400 Fukushima Chernobyl-type things happening around the world all at the same time. When those stations run out of backup diesel fuel, or if those diesel generators fail because of the induced currents from the solar storm, then, you know, within a week's time, they're all melting down, or perhaps within a day's time, if there's other failures and the diesel fuel, diesel power generators don't kick in, we start having meltdowns all over. Now, in America, one-third of the American population is 50 miles or less from a nuclear power plant. So this is something that's really serious. This is a situation where it's guaranteed to happen because, you know, we've had three of these events in the last 152 years. We had two of them 5 days apart in 1859 that was twice as strong as the one that happened in 1921. Now, the last time we had a significant storm that's not nearly as big as the 21 was 1989. We had one that was one-tenth the size of the 21 storm, and it caused one of these huge transformers on the grid to burn up in Quebec, and that cut power to 9 million people for about 6 hours. And you think, well, that's no big deal. Well, back in 2000, and I think it was 2006, maybe 2003, we had one of these solar storms that caused 14 of these huge transformers in South Africa to get either fully damaged or totally cooked or partially damaged. And that screwed up the grid in South Africa for over a year. They had to have rolling blackouts throughout South Africa. In other words, you couldn't tell. It was really tough to run your business because you'd be out of power for 5 or 6 hours of the day. If you didn't have a backup generator of your own, then your food would start rotting in your refrigerators and melting. And, you know, try to run a shopping center when you're out of power for 6 hours in the middle of the day. Pretty tough thing to do. Well, those storms were tiny compared to the 21 storm or the 1859 storm. And according to the ice core samplings, we're overdue. We're about 10 years overdue for the next one, and we're now coming into a solar maximum that some people are worried is going to be another super solar storm kind of maximum that could cause this to happen. Now, there's solutions to protecting our grid from this and protecting the world from melting down and the end of the world as we know it. But the problem is that so far they're just studying the problem, and they're not doing anything about it. Now, for 50 years, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers knew we had a problem with the dikes around New Orleans. And the engineers are real smart guys, and they're telling the government this is a disaster waiting to happen. And, you know, if we don't do something, the next major hit of a hurricane and much of New Orleans is going to go away. Now, the experts were warning the government, but the government said, you know, hey, there's other things I want to spend the money on. It's not too sexy to fix something that doesn't seem to be broken. So we're just going to put the money elsewhere. Well, right now, they're doing the same thing with the grid that keeps life as we know it working, keeps the stock exchange going, keeps the food going, keeps the internet going, keeps everything in our world rolling. And they're not really doing anything to protect it because a lot of it's privatized, and they're just not going to go spend $1 billion to go protect it against something that may happen someday. It just doesn't work that way. Without a government mandate or the government putting a program to do it, it's just not happening. So that's the situation is right now today we have an incredibly vulnerable grid where in North America they've got something like they assume that one of these big storms, like the 1921, if the 1921 storm happened, according to a U.S. government report, very extensive scientific study and report, if that 1921 storm happened today, they assume or they calculate that roughly 350 of these huge power transformers would get cooked. Now, what does that mean? Well, right now, each of these transformers costs over $1 million. They're custom made. It used to be that there was a 1-year waiting list, and none of them are made in America anymore. We don't have the capability to make a single one in this country.
Oh, boy.
And the current waiting list for one of these transformers has now gone from 1 year to 3 years for a single one. Now, one or two burn up, no big deal. But the 1921 storm, it's estimated 350 of these would cook, and the world manufacturing capacity is less than 100 a year. Now, if there's 350 cooked in North America, worldwide, you're probably going to see a couple thousand cooked. And probably most of the places in the world that can actually make these, they'd be cooked too. So how are they going to make them without power? So here you are where, without doing something proactive to protect our grid, we have a situation that is guaranteed to happen. It is just a matter of time. It's like rolling the dice. It's like waiting for Armageddon to come up. And then they can say, God, we didn't know that was going to happen. Just like they said, we didn't know New Orleans was going to get wiped out by a direct hit from a hurricane, and that's a load of bull because they know it. The reports have said it. The scientists and engineers who studied it know the problem. But the people that make the decisions,